Marion County Prosecutor's Office is focused on reducing violent crime. It's a challenging job, with the city of Indianapolis's homicide rate increasing in recent years. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Prosecutor Terry Curry about the caseload his office deals with and the challenges it seeks to overcome.
How many criminal cases do you estimate that your office handles?
First of all, just in terms of general numbers, we resolve about 30,000 criminal cases a year. That's everything from most petty offenses like public intoxication all the way up to murder. The effect on our office in terms of the homicide rate that we've had over the last 2 to 3 years is we literally have pending at any given time about 145 murder cases. We'll have individuals in jury trials trying murder cases virtually every single week.
What do you think is the solution to reducing violent crime in the city?
There are long-term aspects to addressing, you know, violent crime and the underlying factors, you know, some of which we can be involved with, and others are beyond the scope of what we can accomplish, you know, whether that's the health of a community or a particular neighborhood, education, that sort of thing, although I do frequently get on my soapbox about those things. But in the more immediate sense, and day-to-day, you know, we have to deal with the consequences of it, and that is, you know, meeting every single week with the families of individuals who have lost their lives to violence, and again, successfully prosecuting the cases. You know, one thing that's happened over the last year is, you know, there was a lot of publicity in 2018 about the fact that IMPD's solve rate had increased significantly. And correspondingly, we had, you know, perhaps our best year ever in terms of our ability to take cases to trial and obtain convictions in murder cases. But, you know, to get, I guess, sort of the bottom line on it, you know, even though that's our responsibility and I feel we're doing it very well, it's nevertheless frustrating to know that this is what is occurring in our neighborhoods, and thus far we've not found a way to sort of curb what that violence, and more to the point, ultimately just break the cycle, because clearly that's what's occurring in Indianapolis and in other cities is this cycle of violence that has really been going from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. At this point.
What are the contributing factors, do you think? Has it been the increasing use of opioids?
Well, I don't know. It's specific to the opioid crisis. Drug dealing clearly is part of it, but it is only one component of it. You know, and there are some gang aspects to it. Some violent crime that arises out of drug dealing. The unfortunate reality is that some of it is just out of just petty issues that for whatever reason, you know, we reached a point where some individuals deal with those petty issues by violence. We have circumstances, unfortunately, all the time where, you know, we know what led to a fatal confrontation, and we can just shake our head as to how that could have escalated to that point.
Well, thanks for everything that you do.
Appreciate the opportunity. Here. Thanks.
That's Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.